Hello and welcome to the Daring Home Decor Podcast. If you're obsessed with quirky interior design, then you've come to the right place. I'm your host, Cara Baker, cover girl of Homestyle magazine, serial decorator and content creator. On a mission to banish all of the white ceilings in my home, I'm here with positive vibes and bright lipstick to help you get confident with bold and unique interior design and show you DIY hacks and foolproof steps to create a personality-filled home with all the colour, pattern, pizzazz and glam. If you don't know where to start and are scared of what your friends might think, I got your back, girl. So if you're ready to unleash your creative flair and crush your home decor, then grab your paintbrush, put on those overalls and let's get decorating. Today by saying thank you for the lovely reviews that have been left for me and for this podcast. And if you're one of the people who have left me a review, I just want to say that I'm so grateful and I really appreciate that you took the time out to do this for me. And if you haven't left me a review and you're enjoying the podcast so far, a way that you can thank me and help others find this show is to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. So if you just go on there and scroll down to the purple writing which says leave a review, pop it in there, it'll only take you a few minutes. I would really appreciate it. So let's move on to today's episode where I'm going to be talking about the ultimate daring decor hack and how you can add quirkiness to your interior styling. So stick around to find out what it is. First of all, I want you to think about what grabs your attention when you're looking at interiors. And I'm guessing that it's not a perfectly curated room. I'm guessing that it may be something bold and edgy, right? I presume as you're listening to this podcast that that is the case. But maybe in your own home decor, you aren't quite so brave. And I know it's comfortable to stay safe and replicate what everybody else is doing and having a cookie cutter room. But by doing this, you're just not going to, it's just not going to give you a unique scheme. So I'm going to share some things today with you that might help you on your way to doing that. Now, I remember in my old house, which I've mentioned in previous episodes, if I think back to my living room, my old living room, it was literally a carbon copy of the next directory. So what I would do, I would flick through the next directory and I would see something that I liked and maybe I wasn't sure how to replicate it. So what I basically did was choose everything in the same range and make my living room look like a picture out of the magazine. So everything in my living room matched. I had cushions, curtains, wallpaper, the rug, even pictures on the wall with all the same colour, all the same pattern. And I did actually think it was amazing at the time, but looking back now, not so much. Because it just totally killed any creativity, any personality and any uniqueness because it was just basically taken out of a magazine, well, a directory. The next directory, which I don't think you can get any longer. Everything's online these days, but, you know, if you were doing this, you could do the same thing online, which I'm not advising that you do. So maybe this is something that you're struggling with, and that's fine because, as I said, I was. So I thought I would share with you today a little trick that I do now that hopefully steers me away from making this mistake again. So the trick is to stop the eye in its tracks with your accessories and styling. So how do you do this? A great way to do this is to add an unexpected item. Unexpected item in the baggage area. Sorry. So, let's get serious. Some examples of this, I'll give you some examples in my kitchen. Now, my kitchen is decorated in mainly teal and pink, which is part of my colour scheme, as you probably already know. And in the kitchen, I've got a cocktail cabinet. It's a retro cocktail cabinet, and it's been painted various colours. And when I lastly made over my kitchen, I did think about this. I nearly painted it pink. And as I was getting the tester pots and putting, what I normally do is paint a piece of paper in the colour and sticking it on the cabinet. And I was just thinking, no, I don't want to do this. This isn't the right colour. So what I decided to do in the end, and it was a colour that I have used and used a little bit in my house, was to paint it orange. Now, it's a burnt orange colour, so it's not bright orange. It's a lovely autumnal burnt orange colour. And the reason why I decided to paint it this colour is because I thought if I just do it pink or teal, it's just going to fade into the background. Nobody's going to notice it. But with it being this gorgeous, vibrant orange, it actually, when you walk in or when you look at a picture, it stops your eyes dead in the tracks. So it adds interest, it adds intrigue, and it adds quirkiness to the space. So add unexpected items, and one of them can be something like an unexpected colour. So what else? Now, above the cabinets in my kitchen, as probably in yours and a lot of kitchens, used to be just a void of white wall, which was totally boring. And I did think for ages and ages, what can I do up there? What can I put up there? I thought about putting ornaments up there, you know, different kinds of things. And I'm not sure where I got the idea from, but in the end, I decided to put a living wall above the cupboard. So it's an artificial living wall. It's not real, because I'm not going to keep that alive, am I? So these kind of living walls you normally do on a full wall. But because I didn't have a full wall to do it on, and because I wanted to do something up there, I decided to do it above the cupboards. So now somebody walked in recently, actually, and their mouth was gaping open whilst they were looking at it. So I know that it had the desired effect, and it was definitely a better effect than the white that was there previously. So there's another idea. Just introduce something into the room that will make somebody stop and stare. And another thing that I did in my kitchen, which I've done in a few rooms in the house, is if you've got any art, any pictures or anything, prop them up on a piece of furniture or on the floor. I've got a large art print of like an abstract face in gorgeous colours. Absolutely love it. I've had it for years, actually. It was one of my great buys back in the day when not everything was one of my great buys. But I've propped this print up against the wall underneath the window, and it just adds so much more interest than putting it on the wall. As you would expect, it's unexpected. So that is another example in my kitchen. And if you want to see any of the things that I'm talking about in my kitchen, you can either head on over to my website, which there is a link in the show notes. That's caradice.co.uk. And if you go on the blog and look for, put a search in for kitchen, and my kitchen will come up there. Or you can go on over to my Instagram page, where I'm at Caradice Interiors. And there's various pictures of my kitchen and reels of my kitchen over there. So you can go on over and have a look. So just to recap, you don't want everything in a room to match. You don't want it to be all matchy-matchy like my living room used to be in my old house. You want it to be cohesive, yes, but you don't want it all to be matchy-matchy. And that goes for your colour scheme too. And if you want to find out a little bit more about how to create a colour scheme and what to do with it, then go back, and if you haven't already, and listen to episodes 2 and 3. And you can also grab yourself my free Create Your Home Colour Palette Guide. And there's a link in the show notes to that. So grab yourself that and you'll be able to create a colour palette for your home. So if your colour palette is all perfectly curated, perfectly balanced, perfectly flowing, then it's not going to add the daring decor that you want. It's not going to add intrigue. It's going to be too safe. So Adding an unexpected colour is one of the things that you can do to stop the eye in its tracks, but it does still need to be part of your colour scheme though. Don't go way off track. We still need to be cohesive. Remember when you're decorating and styling that rules are there to be broken. So you don't have to hang your pictures and artwork on the wall. You can prop them on the floor, you can prop them on pieces of furniture. I even had a print propped at the back of my hob once. It said, open late. I think it's on the floor now. See, it's on the floor in the kitchen. So when you're looking for inspiration, think outside of the box. Open your mind and the creativity will flow. You can get inspiration from decor that you love off Instagram, Pinterest, anything that you see out and about. I think cafes and bars always have really quirky, amazing things, and you can get little tidbits of ideas from there. Remember that things don't have to be the way people or media or anybody is telling you that they should be. You can design and create your home however you want. So I can put a living wall above my kitchen cabinets if I want. Nobody can tell me otherwise. And you can think of things outside the box that you can do in your home too, which will stop people's eyes in their tracks and think, wow, how quirky and amazing is that? So I hope I've given you some ideas and inspiration and got the juices flowing for you to get daring with your decor. And when you come up with some quirky ideas that are unexpected items that are going to stop people's eyes in their tracks and have done them in your home, then make sure you come on over to the Daring Home Decor Facebook group. If you haven't joined, there is a link in the show notes. And come on over and share the ideas that you've got or pictures of the things that you've actually already done after listening to this episode. So I hope that you're enjoying the podcast as much as I am. And I can't wait to get creative with you in the next episode of the Daring Home Decor podcast. One last thing before you grab that paintbrush. If you've been struck with inspiration from the show today, I'd be triple grateful if you'd follow me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This will help my podcast grow and reach out to more of us fab creatives. You can also see my home in all its glory over on Instagram, where I'm at Caradice Interiors. And don't forget to put a link to this show in your stories to share with all your quirky besties. See you next time, lovely.